My name is Bandi Mbubi. I'm originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I've been living in the UK for the last 21 years. I've been raising awareness about the conflict in the Congo. Tantalum from the Congo is precious. It's one of the finest you can get anywhere. This tantalum is used to manufacture technology parts that store really well energy. And it's a very good anti-corrosive. It's actually so good that you can actually use it in medical equipment, such as implants, in the human body. We're using tantalum in our mobile phones, in all sorts of technology, and it's a good thing, and it has to be celebrated. But we also want to make sure that we do not inadvertently finance a war that has actually killed so far over 5 million people. You have four minerals that are being mined there. You have tin, tungsten, tantalum, and gold. And all those four minerals are conflict minerals. Conflict minerals are essentially minerals that are being extracted from mines that are controlled by armed groups. And they are able to make the money out of the sale of those minerals. And the same money they would use to carry out their activities. And we can stop that by ensuring that armed groups do not get the money that they're getting at the moment. Scientists are able to distinguish, through geological research, they're able to distinguish because of the texture of the coltan, especially the one that comes from Congo, they can establish where that is coming from Congo. And even for a neighboring country, they would be able to tell that it came from a neighboring country, vice versa. So the science is there, and what we need is to use the science in order to prevent the war in the Congo. The Congo is a vast country. It's the size of Western Europe. We don't have good infrastructures in the Congo. Our roads are appalling. You can't move from one area to another. It sometimes takes days, sometimes weeks, to reach one place to another. So the only way we are able to communicate effectively is thanks to technology. There's nothing wrong with the technology. In fact, it's helping even within the Congo for people to be able to communicate within Congo itself. So it's a force for good, but we have to ensure that we're not financing the war. Congo is very unstable. So for the last 21 years, I've only been to the Congo once. I would hope one day that I'll be able to take my little children in the Congo. I take my wife as well on holiday because it's such a beautiful place. We have incredible places to visit, and we can't do that.